The band played a tour. It's almost nearing to an end in North America. Can you give us some impressions about it so far? What have been your best experiences and maybe not so fun experiences so far?
It's been most fun experiences. I think, we're in Canada now. Canada's always been very good. All the shows in the States went pretty good. There's always ups and downs, but in general, it's been a very good tour and good memories. So, it's actually been very good.
And how do you...
It's only like three more shows now, so we're soon done.
And how do you see that the fans have been reacting to the new album in the live setting now?
It seems to be pretty good. They're singing along with the new songs when we play it live. But it's always, when you go on tour, they always want to hear the older songs. So we were expecting that, but we were also very, surprised that they reacted that good to the new songs as well, So, that worked out really good, I think.
And how hard was it to be able to decide from all the extensive catalog the band has now which songs to play and how to balance it out with the new material that you want to get out?
Yeah, that's the hard stuff, We have so many albums now and so many songs to choose from, so some songs have to go out and we have to put some new ones in, to make it a bit more varied, And we also, on this tour, we wanted to do a few songs from the new album, so we play, five songs from the new album, I think. So then we have to, skip some of the older ones, but we still play, the classical songs, from Dimitri, so, but we try to change the setup a little bit from tour to tour, and,
And how do you see that over the years, the band's growing an audience, it has more followers, now you guys are headlining, how do you feel that the difference has been over the years?
From what?
From earlier on, the previous albums, when people in North America were not too familiar with the band.
Yeah, we can really see the difference in the States. Dimas always been pretty big in Europe, but in States it's been growing slowly and steady. So I think after we did the Ozzfest, we got a name for ourselves in the States, and it's been going really good after that. So I think maybe Ozzfest was sort of our breakthrough in the States, made a lot more people aware of the band. So
And from the crowds, what is your impression about North American crowds versus Europe?
It's a bit, I think they're a little bit more crazy here. In Europe, you don't really have the mosh pits and stuff. And in the States, you always have the mosh pits, and sometimes they fight in the middle, and we've seen some crazy stuff. One guy broke his leg, somebody stepped on his leg, and we saw, two girls fighting in the mosh pits. You don't really see that in Europe, so it's a bit more fun to play here, maybe. It's a bit more exotic, compared to Europe. In Europe, they're just mostly standing still and headbanging, so mosh pits is always good.
And from the lineup that you guys brought on this tour, three-fourths of the bands are Norwegian. How's the camaraderie working out between you guys after so many dates together already?
It's going really good. The bass player we've been friends with for many, many years, Cyrus from Suspera, so he's a really good friend. And Gerlioff, keyboard player, we just got to know him just before he did the keyboards on the album, so he's also a really good guy, and it's nice to be like a more Norwegian band, not like mix it up with a lot of different nationalities because of the language and stuff, but we still have Darius that is Polish, so we still have to talk a lot of English, but it's nice to keep it a bit Nordic as well, and this lineup is, it's a very good spirit in the band now, so, we're having a good time on rock and roll.
And going into the album, how pressure, or did you guys feel the pressure between the last album, losing a few of the members, and having to come up with something, as everybody expects, better and bigger?
Yeah, they always expect the new album to be bigger, and we sort of, compared to the last album, we did a lot of stuff on the MIDI, and we didn't use a real orchestra, so we really wanted to top that and make it more symphonic than the previous one. The previous one was a bit more back to basic, I think. So on this one, we wanted to make it a little bit more like Death Cult Armageddon, and just make it even huger, and there's so much stuff going on this album, so you need to listen to it several times in order to hear all the details going on. So that was our main thing, and we just wanted to make it the most epic album ever, you know, like with a lot of stuff going on it. So I think we managed to do that. So yeah.
And what are your thoughts on how will the next one have to compare against this one? Now that, I mean, it's fresh off, but you guys have time off after recording. You've been playing the songs live. You've been hearing reactions. What do you think are the expectations for the future now?
It's a little early to say since we just released this album, but we have to see what directions we want to go. And Dimmerberger always want to, like, renew itself, and we want to try out different things. So the next album, again, might be totally different than this one, and also the image might change a lot, you know, so... We haven't really started talking about what we want to do, if we're going to make it harder or more epic, or but we definitely want to fool around more with the choirs and stuff, and I'm pretty sure we will use some orchestra as well, you know, because it just goes blends in so good with the music, so we have to see. I mean, it's too early to say what direction we are going to go right now, so, but yeah, we have to try to top it, at least that's always our goal, so.
And you guys are going to have like a 2-month break between the last show in Canada and the next one in Japan. Are there any plans that you guys have in between, or you just want to have some relax?
I think we're going to relax a little bit, but I mean, as a musician, you never really have, you don't really take time off. I mean, we make guitar riffs and keyboard riffs and stuff when we're home, so it's just like a circle that goes round and round, you know, it's... When we're home, we just focus on making the riffs, and then we just put everything together, you know, when we have enough material to work from. So that is, you know, we're going to relax and make some riffs, I think, you know, and we go to Australia and Japan and New Zealand. And then after that, we'll start with the album again, so.
And do you think at this time you'll have some time to think about your other band, Old Man's Child, or are you leaving that a little bit on the side for now?
I have it a little bit on the side for now because I'm just done with the contract, so I just like, you know, trying to figure out what I want to do with the band, you know, and, you know, see if I want to have a new label or stay on the same label or, yeah, I haven't really thought so much about it, you know, but right now I'm so busy with Dima anyways, but I'm very impatient, so when everything relaxes down, I might, you know, do another contract or whatever, but we'll see. It's a little early to say.
And,
what the exact plans are.
And from the musical differences between the two bands, what is your particular preference of what you enjoy more playing?
What I enjoy playing most, you mean?
Yeah, between the two bands, what would be the middle?
I mean, there's similarities between the bands, but they're also very different from each other. I mean, Dimmerberger is more about the epic thing, you know, and Old Man's Child is maybe a little bit more about the trashy guitar-oriented stuff, so it's cool to do both. I mean, Dimmerberger is the biggest band, so of course it's, and we play a lot live with Dimmerberger, and I don't play that much live with Old Man's Child. It's been many, many years ago, actually, so it's just two different bands, but I enjoy doing them both, you know, but Old Man's Child is more like a studio thing, you know, and I don't really... I change musicians a lot, and I don't have the same lineup for two albums, so that's more like something I do when I have time, you know, and, you know, just having fun and do what I make the stuff that I want to make, you know, and more a bit more guitar-oriented, you know. With Dimmu, we have to keep it a little bit more epic, and it's more about the keyboards and stuff like that. So it's just two different styles, but it's just equal fun, so...
And going a little bit into the ever-changing stage presence, that image of the band, what are your thoughts on how this has evolved from the traditional black metal chord paint only to now that it's more artistic in a way?
I think it's pretty much the same style. The only big difference is that we use the color white instead of black. And we just wanted to do something crazy and do something that no one had done before, you know, and like... We think that white leather and fur and stuff is very, like, caveman and cold look, so we thought, why not, you know, but that's not an image that we will probably continue doing for years and years, you know, it's just for this album that was a cool thing to do, and as I said before, you know, it's about renewing itself and trying out new stuff that no one has done before, and then, you know, we take chances with the music and the image, and we think that's very important, otherwise the you know, it will just die out, you know, if you do the same things over and over and over. So It's very important when you play in a band for 17 years that you have to go some different directions once in a while, you know. So, but on the next album, it might be complete.
Okay. Well, now in terms of the lineup, you have the three permanent members, and you have three different guests for now. How do you think that they've been working out for the band, and do you think that they will find a permanent spot? Maybe. What is your opinion on that?
It's been working out great, but like one of the reasons why we want to keep it like a three-piece is not to disappoint the fans. You know, we're saying, oh, we have these permanent members, and then, you know, 1 year later they won't be in the band for some reason, you know. So we do that on purpose because there's been so much shit going on with the demo in the years, you know, so many members coming and going, and I'm also a new member to the band, you know. So because of that, we like to keep it as a three-piece. And but if they've been in the band for like many years, of course then they will be permanent members. But we like to say that they're session, you know, and guest musicians, so that the fans won't be disappointed if something happens again.
And how do you feel that the music process worked out between the three of you guys this time? How do you feel that everything came together differently than in the previous albums?
I think we worked very, very good together on this album. I mean, it's a lot easier to create music when there's three people instead of six people, you know, all in the same room and, like, just having all these different ideas. So the lesser people, the better, I think, when it comes to making music. And Shaggy has always done a lot of the keyboards, you know, and me and Selena do the guitarist, you know. So it's a very good blend of inspiration, so to speak. Everyone has their own share of ideas into the music, so I think three people is enough to when we make the music, and it's been working out really good, and the best working situation we've had ever, actually. I mean, we worked really hard on the songs. We could make a song and then change it like 10 times until we were completely satisfied with it, and we never really done that before. In the past, when we made a song, it was like we created it and that was done, you know, we didn't touch it anymore. So on this, we were a lot more, serious about the songwriting on this one, and went a lot of back and forth and until we were very happy with it, and it worked out really good. So, yeah, it's a good team.
And how do you see being different from whenever you write your own music for Oh My Child? Were there moments that you did bump heads with any of the other people writing, or everybody just seems to be around the same pace now?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Oh, were there moments that you did bump heads between the band members for certain parts in the songs? And how is this different to when you do everything yourself or Oh My Child?
Of course, in Demo, it's all about everyone has ideas, and you have to be like, if two people like the riff and one guy doesn't, then you have to go with what two people likes, you know. So it's more like a democracy. But in Oh My Child, I just decide everything myself. So that's basically the only reason, you know. It's like a lot of different ideas in Demo, and in Oh My Child, I just do what I like, you know. So that's pretty much the biggest difference, really. So.
And in terms of, you know, future tours and stuff, you have the Australian and Japan shows. Are there any, it seems important you're going to be on the festival circuit in Europe next summer, anything in the works?
Yeah, of course they want to book in as many festivals as they can in Europe. And also they have like this gig in Oslo with the full orchestra and choir, so that is probably going to be the biggest thing we've ever done in May, so we're looking forward to that. And yeah, so we'll do the festivals and then maybe do like a tour in the States in the autumn or something, but we haven't confirmed anything, so we have to see what we're going to do. But that's the main plans now, and that show in Oslo is going to be our biggest thing so far, so we're really looking forward to that one.
And in terms now of, you know, keeping a band in the spotlight, now it seems that the metal industry is kind of shifting into that, having aggressive touring instead of releasing albums too often. What are your thoughts on how this is being done, and do you like to be on tour that much?
I mean, yeah, that's how Dimmu Borgir thinks too. We don't want to release an album every year because we don't think it's that mystical, you know, with bands that release albums after albums after albums. We like to use our time and, you know, maybe have like 3 years between each album and then work really hard on it and then focus a little bit on the touring, you know, just to find a good balance on it. But yeah, that's more how we do it, you know, like we make an album, then we're touring really hard for like a year, and then we use like 2 years maybe to put the album together, so yeah.
And in terms of the cover artwork that suddenly seemed to change for North America, can you comment a little bit of what happened for this?
No, I can't.
Okay, so, and I mean, in terms of how the rest of the shows have been, will be, what are you guys expecting for the Canadian crowds now?
Well, Canadians is always crazy, so I think these three shows, last shows, will probably be like the biggest on the tour, and the pre-sales has been very good on these three last shows as well. So I think the last time we played here in this venue, this was the first on my last tour here for a few years ago, and it was really a great show. So yeah, it's we just have high expectations for this last show, and it's great to like finish the tour in front of a great crowd, so we're looking very good forward to that, so it's going to be great.
And just to kind of wrap things up, are there things that you want to, you know, say to the fans that attended the shows or will be attending the next shows and are going to be like constantly are supporting the band?
I want to say thank you for supporting the band and to coming out to the shows, you know, and hope everyone had a good time, and we really had a good time playing this tour, and it's been a, I think this is the tour we play the best, like the tightest ever, you know, and the lineup is really good, and we feel like a unity on stage, you know, so it's, yeah, it's been a great tour, and yeah, hope to see you all next time.